sort of an understanding about how you guys use open source in your enterprise. Of course, we're all fully aware of the success of open source at the operating system level with Linux and its variants. But we're trying to focus our energy around the areas that DEA understands the best right now. So what we're going to do today is we're going to focus a little bit, for the most part, on this DEA Workflow Studio. It's available for use right now. Right? From Eclipse plugins, you can actually get the bundled Eclipse, bundled with Eclipse by itself, or you can actually install the plugin separately. And it allows for development across these different technologies, as well as deployment to not just WebLogic Server, but the containers we see down here, like Mozy, Tomcat, as well to some of our competitors. For those of you that have got experience using WebLogic Workshop in the 8.1 standard, the upcoming version, the next version for Workshop is going to be Workshop for WebLogic 9.2. It's going to be available later this summer, and that's going to fill out the remainder of this story. It's going to provide the tooling for the Beehive technologies. It's going to provide upgrade tooling for your 8.1 Beehive page flows and controls. And it's going to provide tooling for your portal applications, the new portal, WebLogic Portal 9.2. The WebLogic Workshop, Workshop for WebLogic 9.2 is also going to be based on Eclipse, just like Workshop Studio. So we've heard your complaints about reinventing the wheel when it comes to IDEs, and we've moved to the Eclipse standard. So let's turn back to the application frameworks for some discussion, and I'm going to move into a quick talk about the application that we're going to be showing you throughout the day, the dev application. I'm going to start off at the web tier. Now, this may be ancient history for some of you guys that have been building web applications for a while, but the model view controller design paradigm has come to dominate the web interaction model. And in particular, the application framework provides the clearest separation of concerns for the model view controller is the Apache Struts framework. Again, an example of one of these successful open source frameworks. In fact, amongst BEA customers, over 70% of BEA customers use some version of Struts in their production level systems, their web applications. This means that Struts is well supported, got a large community behind it, it's got a lot of resources behind it, and it's got a lot of flexibility. So the ability to define your actions, to put mark up all your configuration in the metadata format, similar to the Jim described earlier, using the struts config, XML configuration file. You've got flexibility of choice for your view technology. We'll talk more about that in a minute. But this has also led to some complexity, and Struts is a little bit hamstrung by how many different things you need to edit in order to change a single path of execution through your application. So this is where tooling and other frameworks become very important. So in the highest level, the Struts interaction model is quite straightforward. The browser makes a request, and the Struts framework request processor server is responsible for passing that request, extracting any appropriate information that's necessary. It matches the request that's been made against the resources going to execute the request. Does that by inspecting on the struts config.xml file. Here we actually see the URL mapping against a particular action. The action itself is nothing more than a simple Java bean with a method that executes. But this method may be passed some additional information that was in the HTTP request parameter. Request processor's job is actually to take that request information and build it into a simple form bean associated with the input information that's then going to be received by the action for processing. The action's job is now the controller. That's the control part of the model view controller. The action's job is now to identify what resource in the model it needs to talk to. We'll talk more about the model a little bit later today. straightforward. It's based upon the values in the form being the site, what the appropriate operational characteristics are, contacts the model, gets the information back, and then determines what technology is responsible for communicating to next. This is where the view part of MVC comes in, and it gets to choose how it's going to present the information back to the client. Now, the genesis of Strut has given us a lot of flexibility here. You can choose different view technologies, JSPs or JSF. You can actually tie these different view technologies to resource bundles for internationalization to make it very easy for you to reuse these presentation assets. And then you can utilize tag libraries for common functionality that may not be included in the action that can accelerate the speed with which you do your application development. And then finally, after all of this turnaround, you wouldn't believe this is one click of a link on a web page, right? With all this extra stuff going on, you get the response back to the client. So while this is the well understood paradigm, and it's a well structured environment, there are some complexities associated with using Struts. And that's where the Beamrise technologies try to address. For those of you that are familiar with building web applications on WebLogic 8.1 or using Workshop 8.1, you're fully aware of power and flexibility of this framework. The changes to Beehive have come around by mostly the core concepts are the same. It's supposed to be a simplifying technology for Struts development. And its goal is to make it easier for you to develop these resources. And you can do that with the upcoming release of Workshop for WebLogic 9.2. And it really uses exactly the same information we talked about in that technical complexity slide. It tries to remove some of the extra information that you would have had to place in multiple files across the Struts configuration, put them in a central location for process. This is in the page flow, Struts page flow object, which is described right here with the icon you're familiar with. The goal here is to say, look, I want to take advantage of some of these innovations, some of this extra information, this Java type annotation. And so I don't have to write in five different files every time I want to change my web interaction model. I can just go ahead and write in one file, mark it up in an appropriate way with Java type annotation, and have that information processed and built and the Struts information created for me. The Beehive project itself in Apache is the evolution of the technology created in Workshop 8.1. It is now a full-level Apache project. You can run it on any container you wish, and BEA is working on the tools to make this straightforward for you to use. In the interim, we've actually provided additional tools that have an understanding of the Struts framework. These are the tools that we're going to show you in Workshop Studio that allow you to leverage and build Struts applications as is, even when the Beehive tools aren't quite ready. Your choice in view technology gives you certain flexibility here. JSPs are the standard for your view technology. It's how you present information to your client. JSP 2.0 is the bedrock on which all these other view technology innovations occur. And in particular, I want to point out that JSF is an important emerging view technology. It's supported in Studio and it will be supported in Workshop for WebLogic as well. And this allows for a little bit more modular approach to your presentation fragments. Gives you the flexibility to reuse those presentation pieces throughout the application, and really is a response to the need for modularity in the web presentations here. The JSF components, however, are reliant upon the JSP 2.0 standard, and as well the JSF implementation for a large part is coming out of a community the requisite implementations for standards coming out of the job community process are increasingly becoming not vendor-provided reference implementations, but open source implementations. JSF is a great example of that. So what I'd like to do is talk to you just a little bit about Workshop Studio, and then we'll go ahead and take a look at an application that uses these technologies. So Studio is, as I mentioned, a collection of plugins that extends Eclipse, and it provides automatic awareness and understanding of Strut applications. The way it does this is it uses the secret sauce that Jesus pointed out a little bit earlier, and that is the application X-ray technology. Okay? This is the technology only available in the Workshop tools. Okay? You can't get it out of regular Eclipse. And what the application X-ray does is it understands the relationship between each configured resource in your application. So it understands where what actions and action mappings are related to what links and what functionality inside your struct config.xml file, as well as the information that's presented in your JSP. So you can get visual JSP editors, you can get XML editors, but what Studio provides is a tool that understands all these different pieces and ties them together, understands how these pieces relate to one another. It has support for visual JSP and JSF editing. Any tag library you're interested in can be integrated into the Workshop Studio. And as I mentioned before, this support for web application development is going to be extended in the near future in Workshop WebLogic to use the Apache Beehive framework. At the bottom here, we have a screenshot of the application X-ray technology. But you go ahead and take a look at it during the demo, so you guys don't have to just talk about slides. So let's take a look now at our first demo. Every demo you see today is actually going to be is on your DVDs that you have with you. You can take it home, put it on your own laptop, and use it. Okay? In fact, the application that we're going to be experimenting with is actually going to be checked into the code share repository on Dev2Dev at the end of the Dev2Dev Days event. So you'll be able to get your hands on it, you'll be able to collaborate with other participants in Dev2Dev to extend it and change its functionality and to make it more useful, more relevant to you, and also to actually make suggestions to others about best techniques that you've learned on building web technologies. The application itself actually follows, you know, this picture appears on multiple slides throughout the day's presentation. This describes the overall view. This is the endpoint architectural goal that we're shooting for the application. We're going to be focusing to begin with on just the web tier technologies. In particular, we're going to be looking at the presentation information right here, the JSF presentation information, JSP presentation information right here at the web tier. So let me switch over to my laptop. And here we can actually see WebLogic and Workshop Studio open for us. I've already got a large number of the web assets in this web application created. Here is this Dev2Dev demo application. And simply, here it is. This is the web app. Okay? It's a not quite fantasy sports league. It's a sports management tool, right? Allows you to define whatever sporting event you're interested in, register the games for that sporting league, and allows your friends to collaborate with you, predict the winners of games, and keep track of game activity. Nobody at BEA endorses the wagering on other people's athletic ability. We're quite aware that the only place you can do that is in Nevada. We're not doing a Dev2Dev Days in Nevada, so it's up to you what you do with this information, okay? Particularly now during the final four, the build up to the final four, and for foreigners amongst us that really do care about other sports. Argentina 2-1. Yeah, there's a lot of fight going on there. We'll see if it happens in the actual event. I wanted England to be beating Germany 4-0 in the first start. You guys go to the demo, but you won't let me put it up there. Okay, so let's go ahead and take a look at the application. The first thing I want to show you is we've got a large number of resources for this application already created. So I want to show you the application X-ray functionality. So this is what application X-ray does. Here we've got a complex web application, okay? And it's a struct application. There are multiple resources involved, not just JSC pages, but JSC presentation rules, tiles, resource bundles, actions, form beams, all kinds of information going on here. But all I have to do is select the resource I'm interested in, take a look at the dependencies, and I get a navigable view of each of those resources. So I can see that this JSP here actually relies on the home action that's registered in the struct config.xml file. Okay? So that's my home action. If I take a look at the plus sign, we can see that this guy actually spends most of his time talking to the report games action. And the report games action actually communicates with reports leads, reports games form beam, as well as the report games action itself, and it uses a tile as well. I can drill down even further and take a look at each of the different pieces that we're using here, and I get a complete list of the dependencies between each asset in my web application and the other assets. This gives me an understanding of saying, okay, I want to go ahead and change one action in my application that's complex or pre-existing from somebody else's development. I've now got an awareness of the impact of my code changes. I now know what other things are going to break when I start using this. This is more than just refactoring, where you go, what is refactoring? Refactoring means you change something and then you go find all the places that are broke, right? That's what code refactoring is. Okay, dependency checking is knowing that if you change something, these are the things that are going to be affected. So you can estimate whether it's a good idea to do that. Okay? So it's application awareness. That's what the application X-ray provides for you. Okay? So this is the unique value that you get out of Workshop Studio. Now, it's more than just a pretty picture. Okay? What the application X-ray does is it allows the Workshop Studio tool to have a knowledge to provide code completion and suggestions for things beyond Java. So for completion of things that appear inside JSPs, inside XML configuration files, inside other technologies that we'll talk more about later on. So this application X-ray functionality is an important tool and a key tool for making Studio a valuable asset. Okay. That and, of course, the usual wizard functionality that you're used to out of the workshop products. Okay, so let me go, I'm going to close this guy out, and I'm going to try to build a little bit of web functionality that you may be familiar with. I'm going to add one sequence of interaction, okay? I'm going to add the ability to associate a sponsor to each one of these individual leagues. So here you can actually see, we've got leagues here, we've got an NBA league, we've got a FIFA league, we've got a college league. And what we're going to do is we want to be able to associate some kind of sponsor to one of these leagues. Okay? That means I need to have a web page that allows you to input a sponsor name, a sponsor URL, process that information, add it through the model to some kind of persistence mechanism, we'll talk more about that later on, and have that reflected back. So one trip through a web interaction. So let me go back here, and we'll keep my fingers crossed, and while I pull up my crib notes, see if I can get all of this stuff correct. So let me add a new web artifact. And the web artifact I want to add, you can see my choices here. Web artifact I want to add is actually just a new struct page. It seems to be a JSP page. But you can see all the other options I have available to me. And the name for this page is going to be the create sponsor page. And this is going to add for me a JSP. You can see that I've got, and for those of you familiar with previous workshop products, this will look a little bit familiar to you. I've got a design. can actually drill down on tags from any tag library you're interested in and provide drag and drop functionality for those tags. Some of them is a wizard enabled more than others. And what I want to do to this create sponsored form is I want to add an HTML form, right? So people can fill in the name of the sponsor and the URL for that sponsor. So I'm going to take the form, I'm going to drag it into the design view, and now I get my tooling to provide this sponsor information. So this is actually going to be associated with a new action inside the struct config.xml file. And this new action is going to be the create sponsor action. So let me go ahead. What I'm doing now is I'm going to start editing my struct config.xml file to include this new action information. The path, the URL path for this, is going to be, I believe, it's a create sponsor. Member create sponsor. And I'm actually going to be writing in this action method a new action. So I need to fill in some new action information. I need to give it an appropriate package name. So here we've got a package browser. The package that I want is going to be, well, we've got a whole bunch of packages here. So let me think, we're going to create sponsor in the view technology. So that probably would go in, I don't know, the view sponsor actions package. And then I'm going to give the class a name, which is going to be the name create sponsor. And then I want to make sure I subclass an appropriate appropriate class here. We've actually got a base action we're utilizing here. You can actually use code assist to choose other base classes here. And then I want to pass into this action some additional information, which is the URL, right, and the name of the sponsor provider. That means I need to add a form bean. So I'm going to create a form bean, and this is going to be the sponsor form, and it's going to be a new bean with validation. Okay. Again, we've got back to this new class, the job class dialog. Let's go ahead and choose the appropriate package for this guy. So this wasn't an action now, but this was a form. I don't have that package available, so I can go ahead and start writing one. Okay. Here you can see the app X-ray code assist beyond Java already in operation. So we'll BEA, dev to dev. I think it goes view. Let's see. So dev to dev. Demo, view, sponsor, and I want to define a new package right here, and it's going to be the forms package. And I want to call this the sponsor form, right? Capitals for Java classes, and it's going to be a struct validated form. Okay, so. I've now created my form class, but I haven't assigned any attributes to it. So here, let me go ahead and assign two attributes to that form being. I'm going to add, well, first thing to add was what, a name. The second thing to add was a URL, right? Okay. So now I've got a name and URL for my form being. Okay, there it is, that's the sponsor form. And I want to put that guy in the request. And now I've created, what have I created so far? I've created the action mapping and created the stripe where somebody uses the member sponsor form URL they're going to be associated with an action. Created the action. I've associated to that action a form bean, right? And the form bean's got these attributes. Now I need to describe what happens once we get to that action. What are the exit strategies for that action, right? So there's going to be two exits possible from this. The first one's going to be a forward to this. We're going to call this guy success. And we can actually forward it to a page. And I think we can just go ahead and take a look here for the pages we're interested in. And I'm just going to list the sponsors. Okay? And then I want to add another forward here. And this is if we have a problem. We're going to add this sort of error. In particular, I'm not going to forward the error to a page. I'm actually going to choose a
So now I've got two possible, I probably want to spell that one correctly, right? Okay. I've got two possible exits out of this action. Okay? And they point to different view technologies to be sent back to the client. I'm not going to set any action exceptions here. And now I've completed the navigation, completed the flow through the web application, both from the reception of the request from the client, the creation of the action, the association with the form field, and the mapping of the action to responses, right? So the JSP and the tile. Now, what I'm being asked here is, okay, well, that was all because, remember back, the reason you started doing that was because you dragged the form into this JSP. So now I'm being asked about what information needs to be placed in this form. Okay. Well, I want both of these attributes, both the name and the URL, to be HTML elements in this form. And I want them to be input type for a text field, so I can choose multiple different other input types, but I'm going to stick with text fields. And when I finish, sure enough, there's my HTML form and my JSP information down here underneath it that describes the name and URL information that I need to fill in. So that's one simple web trip through my page. Now, like, wow, that was a lot of wizards, right? Did it actually really create anything? What did I miss? I'm not sure this actually happened. Well, if I go up here, I can actually take a closer look at the struct configuration. And I don't have to read the XML file and I don't have to understand it because the app X-ray technology already knows about everything that goes into the struct config.xml file and organizes it for you. So in particular, that action mapping that we were looking at earlier, the create sponsor, my name address spelled wrong as well, fantastic, is actually listed right here. Okay? So this information is included. And notice, it's not just that. The action mapping, the error success information that I created as well during those wizards also listed here. And you can take a look at it, sure, you can take a look at it in its XML source, like this, if you like reading XML. Or you can go ahead and take a look at it using the wizard tool that we provided for to understand all the different options and allow you to complete the different actions. Now, there's a couple of extra steps when you're doing this demo at home. You'll find there's a couple of extra steps for you to complete. You actually got to go ahead and fill in a few pieces. You got to actually put some code inside that action, right? So you're going to have to actually put some Java code in there. I'm going to gloss over those for this cooked example that I've already baked earlier, okay? And so, naturally, let me just go to the solution. If you want to see it in act, if you want to see it for me actually do it live, you're going to have to sit up here with me during the break, okay? I'll do the other ones live, okay? So, let me see. I want to log in here. Oops, never mind. Log in. And now that I've logged in, I want to go to, remember this, we created this this operation so as I can add sponsors to different leads. So here's the sponsors link for the FIFA, okay? And here's the sponsors link for the NBA, and there's a dev sponsor in NBA, but here's exactly the form that I created in my JSP, my create sponsor form, this guy right here. This is this information right here, so I can add BEA as a sponsor here, and of course we know that we all know the BEA URL. And I'm going to continue the fat thing my way through the rest of the morning. And this is a request. This is a request that will make. This is a request that will make the sponsor information updated for the NBA league. Reflect the sponsor information for the next game. The action itself is going to contact a business component. That business component is actually going to wind up being a spring bean in the business here. We'll be talking more about that a little bit later. Okay. All right, so let me return back to the slides. We want to talk about the next technology.